for educators on a mission to create welcoming and culturally inclusive learning spaces by prioritizing equity, the Culture-Centered Classroom Podcast is for you. I'm Jocelyn Hubbard, host of this podcast, but also your partner and coach on this journey. I created this podcast to support you each week by sharing information and inspiration for implementation. All right, let's jump into this episode so we can get closer to accomplishing this mission that supports every student every day. One of the essential elements of creating a welcoming and culturally inclusive learning environment is joy. Joy is different from happiness because joy is lasting. By that, I mean joy is a deep well, a reservoir from which you can pull when you are walking through both pleasant and unpleasant seasons of life. Happiness, however, is fleeting. It comes and goes. You may not be happy during an unpleasant experience, but your joy will never be taken or shaken. It is your light, your beacon. We will begin this season with a joy study for you and a joy study for your students. No matter where you are in the school year, you can add a joy study into the mix. This joy study will take place over the next few episodes and will culminate with an interview with Dr. Goldie Muhammad about joy and justice and equity in education as she defines them in her book, Unearthing Joy. One reason why I chose to start with Dr. Goldie's work is because she is both a scholar and a dreamer. She presents research-based ideas and strategies, but she continues to dream about the possibilities. She is pursuing her passion because she is anchored in joy. Part of that joy is continuing to dream about an education system that could be and will be if we work together. So let me begin by defining a joy study. According to Oxford Languages Dictionary, a study is the devotion of time and attention to acquiring knowledge on an academic subject, especially by means of books, or a detailed investigation and analysis of a subject or situation. So we will be devoting time and attention, doing a detailed investigation and analysis to understand joy connected to ourselves personally and professionally. We have to find harmony, not necessarily balance, because different aspects of life will require more or less energy, right? Different seasons of our lives will require us to show up more fully in different spaces. And at different times, in order for us to be in harmony and to move forward, we really need to not so much be seeking balance, because balance is typically thinking about things in the sense of equality. And honestly, that's just going to cause frustration. So we're thinking about harmony as far as the joy that we have both personally and professionally. To help you do this, I created a free reflection sheet. Go to customteachingsolutions.com/define joy to get your free copy. If you want access to the full joy study, because honestly, this is going to be a mini joy study, just a couple of episodes. But to get access to the full joy study for educators, you can get a copy by going to customteachingsolutions.com/joy study. While this is great for individual study, it's also an amazing resource to use with your PLC or as a full staff seeking to build capacity and create a staff culture of belonging, inclusion, and respect. Again, you want to go to customteachingsolutions.com/joy study. All right, let's jump into this mini joy study. When you look back at your reflections from the last podcast episode about who you want to be in education, I hope that part of that involves joy. To be an educator impacting change, you need to get rooted in your joy because, honey, you will burn out otherwise. This is a fact that I am stating from my own experience and that of countless colleagues and educators that I've coached over the years. This is literally why I created the joy study for teachers and for students. So, joy. On page 17 of Unearthing Joy by Dr. Goldie Muhammad, she defines the pursuit of joy as helping students to uplift beauty, aesthetics, truth, ease, wonder, wellness, solutions to the problems of the world, and personal fulfillment. Joy is the ultimate goal of teaching and learning. Just for now, shift out the word students in that definition and insert educators. So instead it would read, helping educators to uplift beauty, aesthetics, truth, ease, wonder, wellness, solutions to the problems of the world, and personal fulfillment. Joy is the ultimate goal of teaching and learning. Before you can authentically, effectively, and sustainably create a joyful space for your students, you have to create it for yourself. On the free reflection sheet that I created for you, you will see this definition of pursuing joy and space to consider each word in connection to you. Here are some questions for thought. And again, these are also on the reflection sheet. How are you uplifting beauty and aesthetics personally and professionally? How are you defining truth and exploring truth and redefining truth for yourself? How are you creating ease in your life, in your classroom, your office, your space? How are you holding on to a sense of wonder? How and when are you prioritizing your total wellness? As you do these things, what solutions to the problems of the world are being unearthed in the quiet, clear spaces that you've created for revelation? How and when are you engaging in life so you are personally fulfilled? Take your time and answer these questions. Maybe answer a few, let it sit, and then come back to it. After you answer these questions, I believe you will have a clearer sense of how you define joy. Connecting this definition of joy to who you be as an educator will make all the difference in creating a welcoming and culturally inclusive environment at your school. In the next episode, we will complete part 2 of your joy study, and then we will start a mini joy study for your students. You will literally be able to play the podcast episodes in class and have them complete the free download. Go to custom teaching solutions.com/define joy. Until then, remember to seek joy, affirm culture, prioritize equity, celebrate diversity, and strive for liberation through learning every single day. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to grab your free reflection sheet by going to custom teaching solutions.com/define joy. Also, rate and review this show on Apple Podcast and share it with a friend so that you can elevate together.